Richard Jaspring.
Hermione, daughter of Helen, betrothed to Pyrrhus, read by Shreya Sethi.
Pylades, friend of Orestes, read by Alan Mapstone.
Cleome, friend of Hermione, read by Jessica Hendra.
Cephissa, friend of Andromache, read by Hannah Panmarenko.
Phoenix, tutor of Achilles, and afterwards of Pyrrhus, read by Todd.
Stage directions, read by David Purdy. The scene is laid at Bathrotum, a town of Epirus, in a hall at the palace of Pyrrhus. Andromache, a tragedy, Act 1, Scene 1, Orestes, Pylades.
Yes, since I find again a friend so true, my fortune gins to wear another face. Already seems her wrath to have been soothed, permitting us to meet each other here. Who would have thought that this detested coast would first present you to Orestes' eyes, and, lost 6 months and more, you should be found where an Epirus Pyrrhus holds his court.
Thanks be to heaven that has detained my steps so oft and seemed to shut me out from Greece since that disastrous day when winds and waves scattered our vessels almost in the sight of this Epirus. How I mourned and wept, myself an exile, for Orestes' fate, dreading for him ever some danger new, some sorrow that my friendship could not share. That melancholy most of all I feared, which I have seen so long your soul o'ercloud. I feared that heaven might grant you cruel aid, and offer what you ever sought, a tomb. But now I see you, and, if I may dare to say it, happier fortune brings you here. This stately train that on your steps attends looks not like that of wretch who seeks his death.
Alas, who knows what fortune is my guide? Love bids me seek a cruel mistress here, but I am ignorant of fate's decrees, whether 'tis life or death that I shall find.
Is then your soul so bound in slavery that for love's sake alone you care to live? What spell constrains you to those fires again, the tortures you have suffered all forgot? Will she who would not listen to your prayers at Sparta in Epirus prove more kind? Ashamed of having uttered vows so vain, you should despise her, speak no more of her. Your words deceived me.
I deceived myself. O'erwhelm not, friend, a wretch who clings to you. Have I from you e'er hidden heart's desire? You knew my flame fresh born, my earliest sighs. When Menelaus pledged his daughter's hand to Pyrrhus, the avenger of his race, you witnessed my despair. Since then you've seen how I have dragged my chains from sea to sea. I saw you, pitying my forlorn estate, ready to follow me where'er I went. Checking my madness in its wild career, you saved me from myself from day to day. But when, distracted by my fears, I thought Hermione was lavishing her charms on Pyrrhus, well you know how, filled with wrath, I strove to make forgetfulness repay her scorn. I made you think, and thought myself the victory achieved, deemed passion changed to hatred, and, disparaging her charms, abhorred her harshness, and defied her eyes, to raise the tender feelings I'd crushed. In that deceitful calm I came to Greece, and found her princes mustered to withstand a danger, and no mean one, that appeared fraught with fresh troubles. Eagerly I joined their ranks, and hoped in war to find release from other cares, that, former strength regained, my heart would lose all memory of love. But mark with me how persecuting fate entrapped me in the snare I thought to shun. On every side I heard murmurs and threats, raised against Pyrrhus from the whole of Greece, complaining that, forgetful of his blood, and promise, at his court he rears her foe, Astyanax, the young ill-fated son of Hector, relic of so many kings buried neath Troy. To save the babe from death, Andromache, as I have heard, deceived while